From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 20th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The community meeting held by Greene County legislators last week covered a variety of topics, including economic development initiatives, the county budget, and Columbia Green Community College. But the primary focus of the conversation was the Greene County Jail Project. The final meeting in a series of three was held at the Washington Irving Senior Center and hosted by Republican legislators Matt Luvera, Michael Bulich, and Democrat Kevin Linen, all of Catskill. Bulich said, and I quote, "It was a good, lively debate on many issues. The center issue was the jail," end quote. Many residents want to explore the idea of a shared jail with Columbia County and having alternatives to incarceration programs to save money, Bulich said. He said, and I quote, "The perception by the majority of people was that building a new jail should be the last resort," end quote. Bulich hopes the Special Public Safety Committee meeting February 20th will be a respectful debate about what to do with the jail. Luvera acknowledged there is little support for the idea of a shared jail from other members of the legislature or either of the county sheriffs. Bulich said of Tuesday's meeting, and I quote, "I believe it will be a crowded house in there," end quote. He said, folks are, and I quote, "going to let their voices be known," end quote. The special meeting of the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee will be held at 6 p.m. in the county office building located at 411 Main Street in Catskill. The visitor's entrance is at the rear of the building off the parking lot. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the American Red Cross is offering blood donation opportunities in Columbia and Greene counties on several dates in March. In Catskill, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., March the 7th at Catskill High School, 341 Main Street, and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., March 14th at St. John the Baptist Church at 4987 Route 81. In Germantown, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., March the 9th at Germantown Central School at Main Street and Route 9G. Anyone interested in donating is asked to make a reservation by going to redcrossblood.org or by calling 800-733-2767. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. Testing has revealed that parts of the Hudson River from New York City to Troy contain elevated levels of caffeine and sometimes concerning levels of 16 different pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, drugs for treating high blood pressure, high cholesterol, epilepsy, ulcers, and heartburn, and the aspirin substitute acetaminophen. The drugs could either be passing through human bodies into sewer systems or coming directly from pills being flushed down toilets. Andrew Joel, an aquatic biologist at Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, who co-authored the peer-reviewed study, said, and I quote, "Some levels are high enough that you could be concerned about fish and other aquatic organisms. Right now, we don't know what the effect might be. Our point right now is to say these pharmaceuticals are there, and here's the pattern throughout the river," end quote. The water was sampled at more than 70 spots along the river during the period between May and July 2016. The study was a collaboration with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Riverkeeper, Lamont Doherty, and Queens College. It appears in the journal Water Research. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the six candidates competing for the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican John Faso in the 19th Congressional District race will participate in a candidating program on March 11th. Indivisible Chatham, New York organized a program to give district voters an opportunity to meet and question the candidates in a small group setting. The program format is based on the speed dating concept. Attendees will be divided into groups and each candidate will rotate from one group to the next. After the rotation is completed, everyone will reconvene for short presentations from the candidates. The event will take place 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on March the 11th in the auditorium at the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, located at 330 County Route 21C in Ghent. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Diane Baldwin is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copec Town Supervisor Jeff Nayer is looking for ways to cut cost of services for dogs abandoned in the town. At the February 8th town board meeting, Nayer requested the town contract another cheaper place in addition to the Columbia Green Humane Society, SPCA, where stray out-of-town dogs can be taken when found. The cost to shelter four dogs at the Humane Society, picked up by Copec Animal Control Officer Wes Powell last year, cost the town $650 per dog for a total of $2,600. Nayer wants to add the Pine Plains Veterinarian Hospital as a shelter option at the maximum cost of $220 per dog. Neither the Humane Society or the Pine Plains facility euthanize dogs brought there. Because of the distance to Pine Plains from Powell's home in New Lebanon, and because he might have to make multiple trips, Nayer also wants to raise Powell's annual salary by $250. He said even with the increase combined with the Pine Plains' lower dog fee, the town would still save money. Nayer said the number of abandoned dogs is high in Copec and other towns along the Route 22 corridor because many of the animals are brought over from Massachusetts and left behind. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day 7 of the WGXC Winter 2018 Radio Magic Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $15,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local in the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain after 3 p.m. today. There will be patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 69 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of rain mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, a slight chance of rain after 4 p.m., patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise it will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain mainly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. And on Thursday, a slight chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow, it will be cloudy with a high near 40 degrees. And Thursday night, a chance of snow before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:33 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 45 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 20th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.